Hello, this is Boris Chassaing. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy. I'm here with the Stop Shopping Choir and Savitri D. We used to have a show on WBAI some years ago called The Earth Wants You. Anybody remember that? Well, now it's 4 or 5 years later, and where we've been is in the Earth Church. We've got an Earth Church, a storefront in the East Village, and we have a gathering of people who are terribly worried about what's happening with this physical environment that we share. 5 p.m. Sundays, every Sunday, there we are. Check the website and get the information. We find that the Earth is in a state of riot. Now, what's a riot? A riot is not a place where you can have a decent conversation. It's not logical. You can't be temperate. You can't be wise. There are too many projectiles and flames whipping by and exploding buildings and people running and running and shouting and victims on the ground. And a riot has a particular kind of flavor, but that's what we are in right now throughout the world. This is the sixth extinction. In the last 14 months that we've experienced together, have record-breaking heat. July 2024, just a few weeks ago, the hottest month in 100,000 years. We have scientists writing public letters. They're like massive apologies of confusion. The director of NASA says, "We don't know why this is happening. We don't know why. We don't know what's causing it. There are forces making climate change that we don't even identify. We don't know what they are. We can only explain about 5% of what is happening right now. The scientists are throwing away their climate computer models. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They can't guess. It's a mystery. It's an unknown. We're living together right now. It is the sixth extinction. We are inside the thing that we were told we might have to live inside of someday, but we thought it was 2050. We thought it was 2100. No, it's now. It's right now. So let's try to communicate together, because what I've noticed is nobody seems to know we're in the ultimate emergency. The streets are silent. Don't know how to talk about it. Hundreds of people everywhere dying of heat waves, just giant 200-mile-an-hour wind hurricanes. You can't describe what's happening. Everything that's around us demands new naming, new ways of thinking, new ways of living. There, I think I hit on it. New ways of living. I think we have to become different people now. What kind of radio show is this?
Right now, India is one of the hottest places on the planet, and much of this past month has been brutal. But South Asia is hardly the only place suffering extreme heat. It's still May, and temperatures are already abnormally high in some parts of the U.S., Mexico, and elsewhere. William Brangham has the latest.
Temperatures in India's capital, New Delhi, where 35 million people live, reached 122 degrees Fahrenheit this week. It's driving reports of heat-related deaths and illnesses across the country. At night, the temperatures are still well over 90 degrees. At the same time, New Delhi is also dealing with a critical water shortage. Residents are struggling day to day.
I keep myself hydrated. I drink water, lemon water, and protect my head with a piece of cloth. I sit in the shade and drink buttermilk to benefit. Otherwise, it is too hot out here. Because of heat, our conditions have gone from bad to worse. There's no relief, even from shade sometimes. I drink 5-6 liters of water every day in the afternoon.
Across the world in Mexico, where there's a drought as well, polar monkeys have been dying off in 100 degree plus heat. Here in the U.S., Miami just reported its hottest May on record, with temperatures in the 90s and a heat index approaching 110. They're expecting triple digits in Phoenix this weekend.
I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. I'm walking through the dark light where no names are given. I'm walking through the dark light where no names are given. I'm walking through the dark light where no names are given. I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. I feel the sun's far deep in my body.
Stretches in the triple digits, the American Northeast is not. And on a planet overheated by fossil fuel pollution, Maine must now brace for the kind of heat and humidity found in Miami. And big cities are bracing for a strain on everything.
Extreme heat is the most dangerous weather phenomenon we have in New York City.
In the Northern Hemisphere, new science finds that last summer was the hottest since the birth of Christ.
The heat wave of left scientists basically gobsmacked. They really hadn't anticipated that anything like that would come about.
Heat waves broke records in every continent in 2022. But it's when countries are unprepared that temperatures can be deadly. Between 2000 and 2019, South Asia saw over 110,000 heat-related excess deaths a year. And in America, heat is responsible for more deaths than tornadoes, hurricanes, or floods.
When you pray for rain on an overheated planet, you must specify not all at once. From Brazil to Florida, days of torrential rain created floods in homes and cars and lives hitting some in Fort Lauderdale who are still cleaning up after last summer, which brought the kind of rain and flood that is only supposed to happen once every 1,000 years.
So we're talking about this monster heat dome. We'll talk about the impacts on places like Texas and Florida as well, but I want to focus on what's happening in Central America. It has been baking for the past several weeks. We're talking extreme heat there, and every single heat wave now, because air temperatures have risen, is made worse by climate change. They're more intense, these heat domes. They last longer, and they're also much larger in scale. So the result of that is places like Mexico City, for instance, have gotten to 95 degrees twice. Actually, it was 94 on Friday, 95 on Saturday, broke their all-time record 2 days in a row. Now, that doesn't sound very high, does it? Well, it's measured at 7,300 feet because Mexico City is way up there. By the way, it's 20 million people there. So if you take the equivalent at the surface, that's 110 plus degrees in Mexico City, just to give you an idea of how hot it is there. There are some impacts. 48 people have died in Mexico since the heat wave began. 157 monkeys have died of heat stroke, dropped out of trees.
After the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet?
Sometimes the house of the future is better built, lighter and larger than all the houses of the past, so that the image of the dream house is opposed to that of the childhood home. Maybe it is a good thing for us to keep a few dreams of a house that we shall live in later, always later, so much later, in fact, that we shall not have time to achieve it.
Thank you, Lena. Are you in your dream house now? Is this our dream house?
Yes.
Yeah. That was Lena Talon reading Gaston Bachelard on the idea of a home that we will dream of, that is always out there in the future. And now, what is happening with us with the Earth? Our home that we had imagined. And this is good for Americans. It's really us. We are going west. We have a dream of a place we're going. We have a world to inhabit. And that dream has been, we don't know, possibly permanently spoiled, demolished for us. And now our idea of the present tense, which is to be able to drive anywhere, to have all these conveniences, to be lost in a consumer-dazzled world, that this idea of the present may make that dream house of the future impossible. But then we have to ask the question, is the door shut? You've heard me many times quote Deborah White Plume, the Lakota seer and teacher. She passed away a few years ago. Deborah Whiteplume said that the earth will offer us, will have the door open when the earth is making a new house, and that we will have a chance, an invitation to work on that house with the earth. But then at some point, the earth will shut the door, and the people who hesitated, who didn't go and go through the door and join the earth to work on that house, that those people that hesitated will disappear. It looks as if, a lot as if, that door has shut. Let's spend the rest of our time here today asking the question of that signal that we've been given. And what will we do? What will we do? Earth Illuminate.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The UN reports that more than 1 million people in central and southern Gaza did not receive any food rations in August, adding the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains beyond catastrophic. Gaza's health ministry says the Israeli military is refusing to coordinate the entry of medical teams affiliated with the emergency polio vaccination campaign into areas in the enclave's south. The Israeli military withdrew its forces from the West Bank city of Jenin, ending a destructive 10-day operation. Large swaths of the city's infrastructure are destroyed, including roads, sewage systems, and electrical networks. Civil war continues to rage in Sudan, and the country is facing a starvation crisis of historic proportions. More than 25 million people, more than half the population, are suffering acute food insecurity. Many families have for months been reduced to one meal a day and have been forced to eat leaves or insects. One of the most diverse ecosystems on the planet is inside the human mouth, where 500 different species of bacteria live in distinct, structured communities called biofilms. Nearly all of these bacteria grow by splitting or dividing into two, with one mother cell giving rise to two daughter cells. New research has uncovered an extraordinary mechanism of cell division in C. matricotti, one of the most common bacteria living in dental plaque. The filamentous bacterium doesn't just divide, it splits into multiple cells at once, a rare process called multiple fission. The team observed C. matricotti cells dividing up into 14 different cells at once, depending on the length of the original mother cell. These films are like a big bushy tree in the forest. They create a spatial structure that provides the habitat for many other species of bacteria around them. In the past 2 months alone, the flaming carcasses of electrocuted birds have ignited at least 3 wildfires in Colorado. Electric infrastructure can be attractive to birds for roosting and building nests, and bird electrocution is quite common. An electrocuted bird is more likely to ignite a fire if conditions are dry. Nearly half of Colorado is now in drought or has near drought conditions, according to the most recent report. Mexican free-tailed bats have photoluminescent bristles on their feet. Prior research has shown they have spoon-shaped bristles along the outer edges of their toes. But now it appears that those spines reflect a blue-green hue under a UV light. Scientists have not yet figured out why the spines are photoluminescent, but theorize the bats are using their feet as a way to communicate at night when they are bunched up in colonies that have up to 1 million bats. More than 700 wild animals, including hippos and elephants, are being culled in Namibia's game parks to provide meat for the country's hungry, the government has said, as the arid southern African region battles its worst drought in 100 years. Light pollution affects the development of Australian garden orb weaving spiders. Researchers discovered that exposure to excessive artificial light makes their brains smaller, particularly in the regions devoted to vision, with unknown effects on their behavior. Too much light at night also accelerates juvenile development, resulting in smaller adults that produce fewer offspring. Heat significantly affects bumblebees' ability to smell flowers and impacts pollination. As pollinators, bumblebees are guided by the scents emitted by plants. These chemical signposts not only reveal the location of the plants, they also contain information about the condition of the flowers. In a recent experiment, bumblebees were exposed to temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius in tubes, and the excessive heat significantly impaired the bumblebees' ability to detect floral scents. They virtually lost their sense of smell. Deteriorations of up to 80% were observed in female workers. Males lost up to 50% of their sense of smell. It was also noticeable that wild bumblebees had even greater problems with the heat than commercially used animals. A man who helped kill at least 118 eagles to sell their feathers and body parts on the black market is scheduled to be sentenced in federal court for his role in the trafficking ring that operated on the Flathead Indian Reservation in Montana. Prosecutors say the Washington man made between $180,000 and $360,000 selling bald and golden eagle parts illegally. Illegal shootings are a leading cause of golden eagle deaths, as many as three times as common as any other cause of death. Eagles are sacred to many Native Americans. U.S. law prohibits anyone without a permit from killing, wounding, or disturbing eagles, or taking their nests or eggs. Members of federally recognized tribes can get feathers and other bird parts legally, but there's a years-long backlog of requests. The world's largest wind-powered cargo ship has embarked on a transatlantic voyage, loaded with a cargo hold full of fancy wine and jam. Sailing vessel Animos launched its maiden voyage on August 16th from a port in northern France, headed towards New York City. On board the cargo ship are nearly 1,000 pallets of alcohol, including wine and cognac, as well as jam and French luxury swimwear. The ship measures 265 feet long and 42 feet high, making it the biggest wind-powered cargo ship of its kind in use today. It's even larger than the colossal T-Clipper ships used to transport cargo across the world in the 19th century. Approximately 90% of traded goods are carried overseas through shipping. Shipping vessels account for 3.1% of global carbon emissions per year. That's more than the sixth biggest nation emitter, which in 2022 was Brazil. In the second attack in a month, at least two loggers have been killed in the Peruvian Amazon by a threatened, uncontacted tribe using bows and arrows. The incident occurred near the Parimano River in Madre de Dios province on the morning of August 29th. The confrontation unfolded when women from the Mashcopiro tribe encountered a group of workers who were clearing the forest for road construction. A conflict unfolded in which two loggers were killed by arrow impact while another was wounded. Two more workers remain missing and unaccounted for. The Mashcopiro people are a community of nomadic hunter-gatherers who live in the rainforests of southeast Peru. They are likely to be one of the largest uncontacted tribes in the world, with an estimated 750 members. Phoenix, Arizona experienced its 100th straight day of 100 degrees Fahrenheit heat this week. The hottest large city in the United States broke its previous record of 76 consecutive 100-degree days set in 1993. The relentless streak, which started on the 27th of May, is forecast to persist into next week. More than a third of Brazil, an area equivalent to the size of India, is facing drought. The situation is especially bad for Amazon rivers, which haven't seen enough rain since 2013 and have reached historic lows. The succession of dry periods is contributing to fire outbreaks. So far in 2024, burned areas in the Amazon total an area equivalent to Costa Rica's territory and larger than Denmark or Belgium. In the Munduruku indigenous territory in Pará State, several small rivers and springs used as water sources have already dried up. As a result, people from villages are drinking water from larger rivers like the Tapajós, one of the main illegal gold mining hubs in the Amazon. The indigenous people are consuming water polluted by mercury, a toxic substance smuggled into Brazil and used to separate precious metal from other sediments. And now, the sounds of extinction. The riverine rabbit, also known as the Bushman rabbit or Bushman hare, is found only in the central and southern regions of the Karoo Desert of South Africa's northern Cape province. It is one of the most endangered mammals in the world, with only around 500 living adults and 1,500 overall. They have a diet which consists of mostly plants and vegetation, but their usual food sources are being diminished, causing a scarcity for their population. A unique aspect of the riverine rabbit's biology is that females can only produce one offspring per year. The single offspring that the rabbit produces is born bald, blind, and helpless, and weighs from 40 to 50 grams. It is the only African rabbit that bears its young underground. The riverine rabbit has a general appearance that is similar to most rabbits, but the ears and body are longer. It typically has a black stripe running from the corner of the mouth over the cheek and a white ring around each eye. It also has a brown woolly tail, cream or grayish-colored fur on its belly and throat, and a broad, club-like hind foot. Riverine rabbits are solitary and nocturnal. They feed on their preferred foods, flowers, grasses, leaves, at night, and hear the sound of the riparian habitat of the riverine rabbit.
That something is happening in this world that we've not been addressing. There's a hurricane in every state of the Union. There are 50 hurricanes right now in the United States. That's right, 50. There's a hurricane in every state, in every county of the United States. There are 74,000 counties in the United States. In every county in the United States, there is a tornado. There are 74,000 tornadoes in the United States right now. In every city and every town of the United States, there is unusual, deadly, awful weather. There are extinct animals biting the children. There is an apocalypse in operation right now. The apocalypse has arrived finally. And what are we doing about it? We're all in movie theaters watching blockbuster movies about apocalypses. But if we walked out the front door of that theater, which we will eventually when the popcorn runs out, we'll walk down that street and we'll realize there's a tornado coming towards us right up Main Street. And then we'll look up into the sky and we'll realize, oh, that's a hurricane. And then we'll see vast numbers of extinct animals rushing towards us. The ghosts of extinct animals. They want to consume us. They want to eat us alive. They want to eat our souls. They want to burrow under our skin and make us explode. And here they come. And we'll say, my God, honey, what are we going to do? We better run. We better go back into that. Let's go back to that movie theater. I think the next blockbuster is about to start. And we run back to the movie theater. We run back into the movie theater. And we, like, get our ticket. We run back in there. We get our popcorn. And we sit down. Thank God. We're safe.
It's time to say goodbye. You know, the question posed by this last bit, it might be better to stay out in the street.
And stay separate from the media. Let yourself get swept up into the wind. And as you go up there under the sky, shout.